You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Karen, we have Jody. We have a funny author in the studio who we already adore, and we've only known her just a mere few minutes.
That's right.
Robin Donovan is joining us in the studio. She wrote a book which Karen and I are still laughing about. It's titled, Is It Still Murder, Even If She Was a Bitch? I'm telling you what, Robin, welcome to the studio.
Hi, Robin.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my gosh. It's our pleasure.
We want you to just take over.
All right.
Well, all right.
So,
go ahead, Joe.
So, Robin.
Say that twice.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. Remember, Robin, it's an hour show.
That's going to be a problem.
That'll work. That's all right. You can be our feature for the entire show.
Every week she gets.
We're all right with that.
Let's go.
That works. I can see it. So tell us. Okay. So I. Reading your background, I understand that you purchased Bozell many years ago, maybe 15 years ago or so. So you're managing
2001, November 2001, yes.
Okay. So here you are, this ad exec who owns this agency, and you say, gosh, you know what? There's just not enough crazy in the world. I think
I need to write a book.
So what led you to this epiphany? You're writing a blog, and you know, tell us about that journey.
Oh, okay.
Menologues.
Okay, go ahead.
Menologues, yes. Yeah. That's my blog. Well, part of what we do a lot of social media. And so my business partner and the co-owner, Kim Mickelson, came to me a few years ago and said, you know, you really have to be, she said, you know, women are terrified of menopause, and they don't bother researching, because let's face it, you're never old enough to have menopause until you have menopause, and then it's kind of, you've missed that boat, you know,
you need
to know this stuff already.
Yeah.
She said, you know, you make people laugh, and you tell them important stuff, you need to write a blog. And I was like, no, I don't see that happening. So she actually came up with the name Menologues, and they designed it, and they sort of said, here you go. So, but it did, I mean, it started, like, winning awards, and it got picked up on, you know, Vibrant Nation, which is a website for women 50+. So around that same time, we got a client, Right Life, who is a publisher here in Omaha, and so I started thinking about it, and I had started a book about the purchase of Bozell, which was not an easy thing. It was a tough time. You know, we were competing with people to buy it, and we were, you know, working long days and then meeting every night till midnight. And it was a difficult time. And our business is a little bit, people are expressive.
Right.
And they can be a little crazy, the creative people. And we all fancy ourselves to be creative people, you know. Mm-hmm. So it got crazier when we were trying to buy the company, you can imagine. So I started writing the book, but it wasn't easy for me. And I was started talking to people at Right Life because, believe it or not, I started my whole career out as an high school English teacher.
Okay.
So I'm thinking,
you'd be a fun English teacher.
You know, you can punctuate. And,
well, you know, I thought I could punctuate
verb.
Until I wrote a book, and now I realize that I barely speak the English language, and I get reminded that by
it's
my
your second language.
A lot.
That's right.
It's my second language. My first is gibberish, and I'm very fluent.
You're good at gibberish.
Yeah. I'm good at gibberish.
Listen.
So I said, well, wait a minute. I've always wanted to write a book. I was an English teacher. I own an ad agency, so we know how to promote stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I have a blog, so I have women that are 50+ that I won't go so far as to call it a following, but they've at least read some of the stuff I've written and maybe responded. And now I have a client that's a publishing company.
Uh-huh.
So I, you know, I said to them, gee, I started this book. What do you think? And he said, the gentleman who founded Right Life said, I say a lot of tough things in this. I could get sued. And he said, I don't think so. I said, I don't think you're okay. I said, I'm not so sure. So so he said, well, give me what you have, and I'll show my attorney. And he came back to me a week later, and he said, my attorney just wants to know, are many of these people dead yet? And when I told him, not yet, he said, why don't we do this? He said, put this book on the back burner.
Mm-hmm.
Until they die. Seriously.
If I want it, pretty much. Until they die or they can't lift a pen.
Yeah.
So
they can't read your book.
They can't read the book.
That's
you know,
right.
Somebody will come to them and say, is this true? And
they don't know anything.
That's right.
Yes,
that's right. They don't know if they had breakfast.
Right.
So that's
right.
Okay.
The Alzheimer kicks in. You're going to visit them at the Blumkin home. I got it.
Exactly. That's it. That's the picture. So, so he said, but what is your passion? And I said, really, my passion is humor. And he said, well, you know, write your comedy and show me what you've got. So, you know, never wanting to waste time and energy, I wrote three chapters. And at first I was like, okay, now what do I write a comedy about? And then I said, well, you know, I've always loved murder mysteries. So I decided to combine the two, and I wrote my first three chapters, and they were really easy, and I sent them to him, and he said, I really like them. I want you to keep going. And I thought, wow. Well, now what do I do? Because I don't know how to write a book. And then I was like, well, you jackass, now you wrote a book, and you have to tie up loose ends. So I'm thinking, how do I do? So then I have to sort of think about a process, you know. And a lot of people say to me, well, before you started writing, you had this outline and you knew everything, right? You knew the killer. And I was absolutely not.
Yeah. This, you just do it. And
It's
like, so this is kind of an unconventional way of writing a book.
Absolutely
right?
Unconventional. There is a process.
Yeah.
I mean, because I said, okay, I have to have enough humor, but not... Oh, you know,
it is about a murder.
It is about a murder, exactly.
But you can poke humor.
But that's real funny.
I mean, absolutely. You know, you really can. And, you know, and a lot of people in my business, a lot of people, because there are a lot of writers in my business,
sure.
And a lot of the people write books, and mm-hmm. that's a way to get publicity for their agencies. But they're all business books.
Okay.
And, you know, business books are my pet peeve. There are like two that are worth anything, and the rest could all be on a big bonfire as far as I'm concerned, you know?
Uh-huh.
I mean, they have one idea, and they stretch it out to 400 pages.
Yeah,
and
it,
you know, it's like, really, is there nothing else that's going to be happening here?
Uh-huh.
You know?
Is that, that's you're talking about consultants. I mean, books are like consultants.
Well, yeah,
you have
absolutely.
One idea. And
yeah.
use that idea
and
in every company, and that's right, you run with
that's
it, and
exactly
that's, yeah.
It.
Yeah.
So in my, you know, what I like to tell people is this kind of a business book, too, because it gives you a bird's eye view of how people act in our industry, and, you know.
But they're crazy, I thought you
yeah,
said.
Yeah, they are.
So it's kind of the female version of the Mad Men, in a way.
Yeah, but there are men in
it's
here.
The Mad Women.
Just as crazy.
Mad Women.
So,
okay.
You know, we don't limit our crazy to women.
Okay.
Yeah.
The crazy is, you know.
It's widespread.
I will have to say, in my book, more of the crazies are women.
Okay.
But that, you know, that just happens to be, you know, how that kind of worked out.
And you said we wouldn't believe that these things actually did happen.
Yeah, a lot of people have doubted me, but you know, this is real.
From real life.
Right. I mean, it's like it's, you know, I mean, the stuff that happened in the book I made up, but it's, you know, based on things
based.
I've seen.
Sure.
So it's loosely is it loosely based on your life a little bit? Donna?
Well, I would say that the protagonist, Donna Lee, is definitely loosely based on me. Because, you know, they say write what you know.
Sure.
No, right,
so
yeah.
that definitely. But I honestly haven't solved any murders. Although, if you read the book, you'll see she doesn't actually solve any murders either.
Uh-huh.
But she does, you know, she gets a credit for it. So,
which
know.
I think is fabulous. I mean,
as
she should.
Totally. We need to repeat the title, though, Jode, because it's so funny.
Right.
Okay.
Is
Go
it
ahead.
Still murder, even if she was a bitch? But I
Love
like,
it.
Tell me, the follow-up book, I didn't kill her, but that may have been short-sighted. Let's talk about that. Is that even in production yet? Have you put pen to paper?
Oh, yeah. That is at the end stage of edit. So
really? You're really far along.
Yeah, we're very far along. You
That's
know,
wonderful.
It might have one final edit and then go into proofing. So it should, I'm hoping that it'll be out at least by the end of the summer.
And there's no connection to the first book?
Well, Donna Lee is the protagonist.
Okay.
It's set in an ad agency in Omaha, Nebraska.
But that's the first one. What's the second one?
Same thing.
Same thing.
So there you go. So there is
many of the same characters are in the book.
We like
and,
that.
Yeah, and I tried it a little differently because there's a lovely woman who owns a mystery bookstore on 13th Street. And she's from New Jersey, too, so that's where I came from.
Absolutely. Yes. God love her.
So she's a good lady.
Yep.
And she did a reading for me when this book first came out. But when I first went to visit her, being from New Jersey, she doubts everything, which I can relate to. And she said, oh, this book is never coming out. And I said, no, I really think it's coming out. She's like, she kept saying to me, if I had a quarter for every author that's been disappointed by a micro-public. And I was
of
like,
course,
oh,
yeah,
God,
of course.
Help me.
Yeah.
But... you know, what she said to me was, I said, you know, I want to be honest about this. This isn't, you know, like a serious murder mystery. It's really a comedy. It's really about the comedy. I said, you know, more like kind of a Janet Ivanovich. Not that I, compare myself to Ivanovich. And she was like, sure, Ivanovich. It only took her four books before she became formulaic. So I was like, oh, my God. I have no chance here.
Right.
Yeah, right.
So, but, you know, but she did a reading, and she did a lovely job for me. But at any rate, so then that's when I started getting paranoid and saying, okay, so I have to do something different in the second book that makes sure that it is not formulaic. So what I do is, because I lived in New Jersey, lived in Connecticut, and started my career in Connecticut, and then moved to Omaha 15 years ago, mm-hmm. what happens is I find out about a murder that happened to a woman that I worked with in Connecticut. And then it turns out, I don't know any if this is happening, but that she had moved to Omaha and told people she was going into business with me, and I didn't know this. And she was not someone I got along with in Connecticut, mm-hmm. so I would like to have seen her dead. But I still wouldn't mind. Mm-hmm. But so that gives me an opportunity in the book to add other characters, but also to travel to Connecticut. So some of it's in Omaha.
Okay.
Some of it's in Connecticut, and then it comes back to Omaha for the conclusion. Just try to break up what's going on.
Yeah.
Make it a little different.
And this
know?
Sounds like a perfect scene setting for a movie. I mean, it sounds like
I would agree.
I would agree.
Yeah,
we'll have
but
to call
I
our
think
friends,
Robin
Karen.
Has to be in the movie. Though.
I, you know, you're probably right, but I'm looking at the two of you, and I think I saw
oh,
got parts
go.
For both.
Please,
of you.
I mean, hands down, I'm
no.
sure.
I'll
can I sing
bit.
It?
Yes, I do.
I'll,
no,
right.
You can
and
be
I'll
like
sing.
You play
right.
the bitch.
I'll play the bitch. You can sing, and Michael will be the somewhat murderer. We'll figure that out. Oh my gosh, Robin, we're so sorry that we're running out of time because my gosh, we could talk to you pretty much the entire hour. So we'll have to have you back. Especially
yes,
when
your
I didn't,
second book,
yes,
all right. okay.
the I Didn't Kill Her, but that may have been short-sighted book comes out. We'll have you for your follow-up series.
Yeah, and also, have you had your book signing at Bookworm for this book?
For this book, I have.
Oh, you have. Okay, well, let us know when
yes.
for the next. Okay.
Yeah,
oh,
and
absolutely.
People can find,
yeah.
How can they find your book, Robin?
Awesome. My book is, I have a website, which is rldonovan.com.
Okay.
They can buy the book at Write Life. TheWriteLife.com. They can go to
Bookworm
Amazon.
And Bookworm.
Bookworm. Perfect. It's at the 13th Street bookstore.
Oh, yeah, the Perfect. Mystery.
Yeah, yeah tell her you. Tell her I mentioned her name.
Okay.
And you can go to. It's on Amazon. It's on Kindle. It's on Barnes and Noble. It's on Nook.
It's
on
everywhere.
It's
everywhere.
Yeah,
everywhere.
You know, if you Google that title,
okay.
you got it.
Yeah,
get
you
it.
Can, we'll
Robin
get it.
Donovan.
Yes.
Thank
Thanks
you
so much
so
for sharing
much,
your
Robin.
Saturday
Thank
with
you.
Us.
It's
a pleasure.
Really a pleasure.